Hi, I'm Randy Weddle. I'm your host for Creation Anew. And I pastor two churches in Indiana, Community Church of Mooresville, located in Mooresville, Indiana, and I also pastor Mount Pleasant Christian Church, located in the great town of Hall, Indiana. And this podcast is designed to challenge both believers in Jesus Christ and those who don't believe. I want to challenge believers to grow in their faith. And I want to challenge non-believers to take a serious look at the Bible. Are you ready? Let's get started. Well, today we start a study of the book of Genesis. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis. Just a few things before we actually start into Genesis. This is a book of beginnings. If you want to know the ultimate origin story, go to the book of Genesis and read it and study it. It tells us about the beginnings of the material world, the beginnings of life on earth, the beginning of sin, and the beginning of nations. Moses is the author of this book. And we know that because Scripture itself talks about Moses being the author. Exodus 7:14, Joshua 8:31, 1 Kings 2:3, 2 Kings 14:6, Daniel 9:11 and 13, Malachi 4:4, Mark 12:26, Luke 24:27, and 1 Corinthians 9:9 are some verses that talk about Moses as being the one who authored the book of Genesis. And the book covers quite a bit of time. It covers a period of about 2,300 years. That doesn't mean that Moses lived that long, but he is given information on things like what happened before the earth and time began. We call that eternity past. He was given information to write down about the creation, the rebellion of man, the flood, and even the patriarchs of Israel. Now, there is a biblical worldview with Genesis, and we can see it right in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And if we read that verse, we read this: "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." So what's the biblical worldview that we see there? It's just simply that God created. He is the maker of this material world. And there are other theories out there that don't credit God with being the creator of the world, and those would be false. God is the one that created this world. That's what Genesis says. And we can see it by the order and by the way things work in the world. There is a systematic approach to this creation that we see. And it's because it was created by a supreme being, something or someone outside of us. And it wasn't just something that was haphazardly put together. It was created, and it was created for a purpose. And the Bible says that it was God that created. Now, that term, "in the beginning," tells us about eternity past. And it suggests that there is something that is greater than the material world. In other words, there was something that was here before the material world. Now, what do I mean by material world? What I mean by material world is the physical world, the world that we can touch and see and feel and smell. There's something greater than that. And there are a lot of people out there that will say, "Nope, it's just the material world," and I have to really humbly disagree with them. Yeah, the material world is real, But the Bible tells us that there's something more than this material world. I want to read something to you. It comes from the Gospel of John. And I'm going to hop over there. I'm making my way over there, and you can too. The Gospel of John tells us something about something greater than the material world. In John chapter 1, verse 1, we see something that mirrors Genesis 1:1. The Apostle John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That sounds very similar to Genesis 1:1, doesn't it? Well, that's because ultimately it's the same author. Yeah, Moses wrote Genesis and the Apostle John wrote the Gospel of John, but it was really God himself that wrote this whole book we call the Bible. And he's telling us something. He's telling us that there is something before all the stuff that we see existed. And we call that eternity past. That is in the beginning. So before the earth came about, God existed, and he was planning to make something, and he made this earth. And he is supreme over this earth. In fact, the Hebrew term for God that we see is Elohim. It means supreme God. You can go over to Genesis and you can actually see that. With the word for God is the Hebrew word is Elohim. And that has a specific meaning to it. And that specific meaning is that God is supreme. We see this also in Genesis 14:19 and Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. God is over this material world. He is supreme over it. And we see that in Genesis 1:1 when it says that he was the one that created this material world. And it says in Genesis 1:1 that he created the heaven and the earth. That's the material world. He created the universe, and he created the earth and everything on the earth. Everything that you see here, as far as people and animals and the oceans and the sky and the stars and the trees and the clouds, all of that stuff was made by somebody. It didn't just come into existence. Moses is telling us in Genesis 1:1. It was created. And that's a big hurdle for a lot of people. But the Bible teaches that the world has a creator, and that that creator is the supreme God. Now, later on in our studies, we can talk about other gods. Yes, there are other gods as far as what people worship, but there's only one true God, and that is the God that made the earth. So what can we take from this? As we embark on our journey into Genesis, what we can take from this is, number one, the material world is real. And it runs by laws. We can see, for example, the laws that the earth runs by. An example of that would be the law of gravity. That, you know, what goes up comes down, right? There are laws in this world. It's a material world, and it is a real world. That's one thing that we can take from this. The other is that this material world is not supreme. Some people think that this is all there is. Some people think that this is what should be worshipped, this world, and it isn't. My friends, this world had a beginning, and it had an end, or it's going to have an end, I should say. There's only a certain time period the Bible says that this world is going to exist. It wasn't always here, and it won't always be here. We need to understand what Scripture says and about the world, and the world had a starting point because it was created. It was caused by someone. And that's the other thing that we can take from Genesis 1:1, that the material world had a cause. What do I mean by that? Someone is the reason why this world exists. And the cause is the Supreme God. Now, we can get into this further, but if you can start believing and you can start seeing that something has a cause, it means that there's something higher that's involved in a process. So in other words, if I made a glass from which to drink, you know, I took all the materials and I made a glass. That glass has been made by me. I am supreme over that glass. And I can create that glass and I can destroy that glass. That is very important for us to know about God, and it's very important for us to know about this world. To begin and to understand the Bible, one of the first things that the Bible tells us is that God is the creator of all things. Hi, this is Randy Weddle. I want to thank you for joining me today on Creation Anew. I always enjoy having you with me. I also want to invite you to take a look at creationanew.com, where you can find more audio, more teaching, and more resources to help you in your journey in following Christ. I wish you the best. Please keep searching the Scriptures for truth, and join me next time on Creation Anew. Thank you so much.